And now some news from around Norwich. A new lease of life for Earlham Hall, a 19th century Norfolk painter's work being auctioned in America, and Burns Night is celebrated in the city. But to start...
Colourful murals could be painted on a string of walls around Norwich as part of a drive to use street art to breathe new life into the city centre. The idea takes its cue from cities in the United States, such as Pittsburgh, where ageing architecture has been turned into a canvas for artists. Business leaders in Norwich believe specially commissioned murals could be used to build on the city's thriving arts and culture scene. Bosses at the Norwich Business Improvement District say the scheme will link up with the City of Stories campaign, which aims to attract more visitors to the city and to encourage locals to enjoy what's on their doorstep, and will provide a new lease of life for blank walls. The potential location for the first such mural has been identified as the gable wall of Pym & Co. Estate Agents in Burr Street. Plans for the first mural have been lodged and it could be in place by March.
Parts of a historic hall, once home to one of Norwich's most influential families, are to be given a new lease of life. The University of East Anglia bought Earlham Hall, which had its previously leased from Norwich City Council for £700,000 in 2010, to use as a new home for its School of Law. The hall itself underwent an £8 million refurbishment and students returned there in 2014. But attention has now shifted to transforming the buildings in the courtyard of the Grade 2 star listed structure. Planning permission has been granted for alterations and repairs to the courtyard buildings, including the former coach house, stables and coal house. The project will allow the School of Law and Enterprise Centre at the UEA to use the buildings as extra seminar and meeting rooms. But another of the UEA goals is to create an exhibition space to tell the story of the hall in the former coal house. The hall, which dates back to 1580 and its outbuildings, had significant historic connections with the banking family, the Gurneys. They leased the hall from 1786 to 1912, and while the 19th century prison reformer Elizabeth Fry grew up there. In the 1940s, it was used as a maternity unit and midwife teaching facility, and in the 1950s, it was an annex to Bluebell Girls' School. The exhibition space will open to the public on published visitor and open days.
An oil painting by 19th century Norfolk artist John Emms is expected to sell for up to £175,000 when it's auctioned in America next month. The Blowfield-born artist, who died in 1912, is renowned for his distinctive style of paintings of horses and dogs, in particular foxhounds and terriers. The 3x4-foot work, entitled Hounds and a Terrier in a Kennel, will go under the hammer at Bonhams in New York on February the 17th, where it's expected to sell for between £100,000 and £175,000. Emms, who originally worked as a Great Yarmouth teacher and lived at Victoria Road in the town, was a prolific and successful artist in his day, known for his bohemian and extravagant lifestyle. According to the Bonhams catalogue, Emms cut a flamboyant figure, always dressed in a long black cloak and matching wide-brimmed hat. He and his family led a somewhat bohemian life. When times were good, after selling a painting, he would take his wife Fanny, their three daughters and son, up to London to stay in the best hotels, and he lived life to the full. However, he suffered a stroke in the early 1900s, which forced him to give up work. He took to heavy drinking and suffered such severe financial problems that some tradesmen were required to accept his pictures in lieu of payment. The family eventually became destitute and had to rely on a kindly landlady who accepted overdue rent. Since his death, the value of his work has steadily soared. In 2006, at Bonhams in New York, his 1898 oil painting New Forest Foxhounds sold for £588,737, a new world auction record for an Ems work.
The sound of bagpipes filled the air as Burns Night was celebrated, and in Norwich more than 30 people crammed inside the Coach and Horses pub on Thorpe Road to mark the occasion. For the past 19 years it has celebrated the event with an evening of bagpipes, haggis and whisky. And this year was no different. As staff dressed in their finest tartan in honour of Scotland's most famous poet, Robert Burns, a plate of haggis was paraded around the pub to the sound of bagpipes before co-owner Rose Blake, who is originally from Edinburgh, gave it her blessing. She read out passages from Burns' Address to the Haggis before it was cut open. We've been doing this since 1996. It used to be my mother who read it out, and there were about 8 verses in total, but I don't think I would keep everybody's attention for that long.
Tickets go on sale for new flights connecting Norwich with the South West. Flybe has announced details of a new route between Norwich and Exeter, which has been launched thanks to the government's Regional Air Connectivity Fund. The new one-hour service will be launched on March the 24th with a choice of 6 flights a week. Aviation Minister Robert Goodwill praised the initiative for cutting travel time for passengers. Our smaller airports are vital engines for local economies, connecting the UK and opening up opportunities, he said. Both airports are owned by the Rigby Group, which bought Norwich International Airport in 2014. Richard Pace, the general manager at Norwich Airport, said that the airport was also looking forward to the launch of flights to Alicante and Malaga in March. These year-round services mark the first time in almost a decade that Norwich has offered scheduled sunshine flights to Spain, he said.